Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 16 regarding Malika, M-A-L-I-K-A-H, Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. Malika Colvin is a 41-year-old woman. I report she was injured at work on both 6-4-17 and 2-4-18. Appeared in the first event, she was carrying 3 8 packs of Gatorade to the back room. Where groceries were bagged. Appeared as a result, she claims to have injured her left arm, neck, and back. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period on 2-3-18. She was loading a customer car with their groceries and the hood scratched that on the trunk, came down on her left arm, period. As far as the first incident, she said she went to put down the Gatorade on the counter and felt an instant stinging shot from her elbow all the way up to her shoulder. She immediately reported it to her supervisor. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation, leading to muscle and nerve injury to her left arm. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Ms. Colvin admits that in approximately 2014 or 2015, she was a passenger on a bus that had an accident. This led to injuries to her back and neck. Treated at Spinal Health and Rehab. Paragraph. As per the treatment record supplied, Ms. Colvin was seen by Dr. Williams at Concentra on 6-5-17. She was putting down 3 cases of Gatorade and felt a sharp pain in her left biceps. She underwent x-rays of the left shoulder that showed widening of the AC joint. She was diagnosed with left shoulder strain and strain of the left biceps, for which she was initiated on conservative care. She was quickly referred for an MRI. However, at the visit of 6-8-7, she stated her shoulder was feeling better and she had not yet undergone the MRI. That study was again recommended. She underwent a left shoulder MRI on 7-14-17 to be inserted. On 7-22-17, she underwent an MRI of the left biceps to be inserted. She followed up with Concentra through 8-4-17. She was going to continue therapy. Stating she had not been able to participate in it due to transportation and shift timing at work. At that juncture, they rendered an additional diagnosis of left cervical radiculopathy. New paragraph. On 2-8-18, the petitioner was again seen at Concentra, stating a customer's trunk fell on her left biceps and she had pain radiating to the elbow and ring and pinky fingers are numb. Past medical history was remarkable for a pulled muscle on the left arm in June 2017 that resolved. An underlined resolved, please. She did have tenderness of palpation in the left elbow lateral epicondyle. There was full range of motion with no deformity or bruising in the left upper extremity. She She was diagnosed with contusion of the left upper extremity and initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Period. She followed up through 2/19/18. Period. At that juncture, she was still on light duty at work and was scheduled for an MRI. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 2/19/18. Due to her level of pain, he wanted her to get an MRI. Period. She underwent a MRI of the left humerus on 5/3/18 and MRI of the cervical spine on 11/3/18, both to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Gupta and his colleagues over the next few months, running through 12/5/18. Period. On that occasion, she was seen by Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A. Period. She was going to start Lyrica and had completed therapy. Period. She was not interested in epidural steroid injection. Period. She did want to speak to a spine surgeon to fix her condition once and for all. Period. From a non-operative spine perspective, she was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner, the petitioner was going to see a, spine surgery surgeon at the same group. Period. In paragraph, prior records show Ms. Colvin underwent an evaluation on 1/22/16 by Dr. Smith. This was relative to a bus accident in which she was involved. Period. She had been to the emergency room, but no x-rays were taken. Period. She was currently participating in chiropractic care at Spinal Health and Rehab Center. Period. She had numerous complaints and limitations. Period. He elicited a further history of motor vehicle accident in 1999, where she had some dislocated / bulging / herniated discs, but she did not know the exact diagnoses. / hepatitis C, / asthma, / arthritis, / recovering addict for 9 years, / depression and anxiety prior to this accident. Period. She was on medication, and she stopped the medication on her own. Period. At that juncture, she was a cashier in a grocery store. Period. Dr. Smith diagnosed sprains of the cervical thoracic lumbar spine as well as myalgia. Period. He recommended continued chiropractic care, medications, and ethyl chloride spray and stretch technique. Period. MRI of the cervical lumbar spine were also ordered. Period. These were completed on 2/20/16, both to be inserted. Period. In a paragraph, Dr. Smith performed an EMG of both upper extremities on 8/15/16. That was normal. Period. She followed up with Dr. Smith through 11/28/16. Period. Medication adjustments were made. Period. No opiate medications were going to be prescribed, secondary to her history of heroin abuse, as well as a recent report of medication diversion. Period. This was a harbinger of a poor outcome after the subject events. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Left shoulder active. Extension with internal rotation was to L5, but was full in all independent spheres. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired hands, wrists, elbows, normal, shoulders, normal, extremities lower, normal, spine, cervical. She was tender at the posterior aspect of the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal, thoracic, normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 45 degrees, complaining of low back tenderness. Impressions. Malika Colvin alleges to have injured her left arm, neck, and back on both 6-4-17 and 2-4-18. But these were superimposed upon motor vehicle accident injuries sustained in 2015. But at that time, she was referred for MRI studies of the cervical lumbar spine as well. Period an EMG was done on 8/15/16 and was normal. Period she did. There is no documentation that the MRIs were completed. Period interesting. Dr. Smith commented she not only was a heroin addict in the past, but there was recent evidence of medication diversion. Period after the subject event, she was seen at Concentra. Period, she had MRI studies in the left shoulder, comma, biceps, comma, humerus, comma, cervical spine, and lumbar spine, as noted above. Period, she was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta. Period, follow-up continued through 12/5/18. Period, the paragraph of the current examination is unrevealing. Period, she had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative, as were neural tension signs in the lumbar spine. Period, there was full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities, with no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the left arm, neck, or back. Period, in the events in question, Ms. Colvin sustained soft tissue injuries that have results from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period, she expects she does like to play with her two young grandchildren, but when she does, she gets sore. Period. And that is the end.